Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the late legendary jazz saxophonist, violinist, trumpeter, and composer Ornette Coleman with the 1966 tune The Empty Foxhole in honor of a man that left us in June of 2015. With a lifetime of devotion to jazz that left us a huge catalog of music to dig the most. And as we like to do around here on the show, we honor the past as a reverence to the present in hopes of that future. And with that, we give you one full hour of music and story dedicated to Mr. Coleman. Born in 1930 and raised in Fort Worth, Texas, he went to M. Terrell High School and was in band until he was dismissed for improvising during the Washington Post. So in the beginning, he started performing R&B and bebop on the tenor saxophone, and that led to starting his first band called the Jam Jivers. That's a great name. and that all led to him becoming one of the major innovators of the free jazz movement of the 1960s. And this was a term that he invented with the name of an album. His style was very recognizable, like all of the best in the jazz craft, and was hugely steeped in the blues tradition of music. Over a life of jazz dedication, he received every award possible, including the MacArthur Fellowship Genius Grant and the 2007 Pulitzer Prize for Music. And we shall learn more about Ornette as we move on in this hour of jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the legends and gave the world Charlie Parker as a bit of a jazz gift, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to present Ornette Coleman in all of his glory. From 1961, here's Ornette with a tune akin to his music vibe, Humpty Dumpty, off the album Poise.
Bye. Camino. And it's great music. Don't touch that dial.
From the 1966 album Hidden Man, that was Ornette with the tune Homegrown. When he was starting out and looking for a way to work out of his hometown, he took a job in 1949 with Silas Green from New Orleans, and it was a traveling show, and he toured with rhythm and blues shows. And after a show in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he was assaulted and his saxophone was destroyed. So he switched to the alto sax, then joined the band of Pee Wee Creighton and traveled with them to Los Angeles. From the start, his music and playing was very unorthodox. His approach to harmony and chord progression was more loose than bebop performers. His raw, highly vocalized sound and penchant for playing in the cracks on the scale led many in the LA jazz scene to regard Coleman's playing as out of tune. But that was only the beginning of a legend that was going to coin a very popular sound. This next one with the London Symphony Orchestra is Ornette in 2000 with a very catchy song called Skies of America.
Thank you. gang. This is Peter Erskine, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
off the Ken Burns Jazz Compilation. That was Ornette with the tune Lawyer, a jazz standard. So in 1959, it was a very productive year for Ornette with the release of Tomorrow is the Question. It was a quartet album with Shelly Manne on drums and excluding the piano, which he would not use again until the 1990s. It was also in 1959 that he released The Shape of Jazz to Come. Some called him an iconoclast. Others, including conductor Leonard Bernstein and composer Virgil Thompson, regarded him as a genius and an innovator, and rightfully so. His unique early sound was due in part to his use of a plastic saxophone. He had first bought a plastic horn in L.A. in 54 because he was unable to afford a metal saxophone. From The Shape of Jazz to Come, here's Ornette with the song Lonely Woman, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
is Phil Woods. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, the best music on your dial.
With the tune Chronology, that was Ornette again at the top of his game. So in 1960, he was forging ahead with that free jazz recording with the double quartet, including Don Cherry and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, the great Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Hayden and LaFaro on bass, and both Higgins and Blackwell on drums. Coleman originally intended free jazz as simply an album title, but his growing reputation placed him at the forefront of jazz innovation, and free jazz was soon considered a new genre, but Ornette was not comfortable with this term. His melodic material, although skeletal, strongly retells the melodies that Charlie Parker wrote over standard harmonies. From that Tomorrow is the Question session with Shelly Mann, Don Cherry, and Percy Heath, here's Ornette leading the group with the tune Too Much, Too Soon, and that may have summed him up just a little bit.
This is Joe Locke, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, keeping the vibe alive.
That was the tune Folktale off the 2013 CD, The Jazz Collection. So in 1969, Coleman was inducted into the Downbeat Hall of Fame to culminate a hugely creative decade of the 60s for him. After the Atlantic period and into the early part of the 1970s, his music became more angular and blended with the jazz avant-garde, and this came about due to his innovative approach that he was always tweaking. His collaborations over his career were epic, and this one from 1988's album called Virgin Beauty was no exception. Joined by Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead and the Prime Time, here he is with the song Three Wishes.
Joe Dino.
That was Ornette again with the tune Giggin'. And did he ever. Like Miles Davis, Ornette developed into electronic instruments later on in his career. Albums like Virgin Beauty and Of Human Feelings use rock and funk rhythms, sometimes called free funk. So, of all the awards Ornette garnered over his life, one of the coolest was in 2001 when he was awarded a Premium Imperial, an international art prize by the Imperial Family of Japan on behalf of the Japan Arts Association. And those folks in Japan love the jazz. And in 2010, he was awarded an honorary doctorate in music from the University of Michigan for his musical contributions. And until the very end, Ornette pushed himself into very unusual playing situations, often with younger musicians or musicians from radically different musical cultures. And in 1954, he married poet Jane Cortez, and they had one son, Donardo, born in 1956. And he went on to become a very well-known jazz drummer. So, after 85 full years of life, Ornette passed away in New York City on June 11, 2015, leaving behind a lifetime of work that was truly cutting, avant, and absolutely memorable. And the final testament to his prowess is the tune The Disguise off the album The Blessing. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and avant cutting-edge dude with jazz chops, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Back at you, man.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We can't hear you out there in radio land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.